Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know about that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and
he just died mysteriously down
right,
there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you know how they play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, niggas are too. Careful, man. You ain't
going to
go down. You better ride
for me. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. Don't.
A shitty cuz. Nigga, you go by the name a shitty cuz in life. I don't need to be associated with you at all. That's just me, though.
Thank you.
right. So I want to test this audio out. So I'm going to record something right now. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We are getting into some things today. Yes, yeah, shout out to the B&B squad in the motherfucking building. No, bitch. I totally did this already. The noise gate. Okay, hello? Testing, testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing. Testing, testing, testing. We are trying to see what's going on. It's a lot going on. What's going on? Listen.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing. Testing, testing, testing. We are trying to see what's going on. There's a lot going on.
Recording law from a secret location. 3229. It's fine. All right, guys, what's going on? I'm sorry I'm laughing right now, but I just had a whole hell of a lot of shit that just happened in the middle of turning this damn thing on. But listen, welcome everybody. Hi. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might be a little fuzzy in the beginning, but eventually we get through the show. If you are a new subscriber or a new watcher, hey, what's going on? Shout out to you and hello. All right. So I've seen a lot of people that were Well, hold on. Let me make sure everything is right. Y'all know how I do here. It's just a mess. Yes. A lot of people were concerned about the title of the video. Listen, do not fret here, people. We're going to talk. We're going to get into some things. And, you know, a lot of unpopular opinions may be said here today. But like usual, we may agree to disagree, but we eventually get through whatever it is that we're talking about. So I just want to shout out to everybody that, excuse me, here in the chat at the moment. Hi. All right. Let me get the chat in order. Gosh, I hate learning something new because every time I do that, and I be trying to like implement it, the shit just goes haywire. And then you guys always are always looking at me like, Aron, what the hell do you got going on? All right. So if you don't know what's going on, Nipsey Hussle was killed a few days ago. Now, there was the theory that it was government related, and now it's coming out that it may not be government related. It could. They're saying that it's basically they in a nutshell, in my words, this is some nigga shit. Okay, I was gonna try to say it in a way to where you know it. I was kind of reporting it, but I'm not gonna report it. I'm just gonna give you guys my opinion on how I feel about the situation, and that's just all I can do. You like it, you don't, whatever. So the nigga named he goes by the name of Shitty Cuz. I don't know his real name. It's somewhere out there. They know his first and last name. But apparently this is the suspect that the police are looking for. All over social media, they're saying that this is the guy that was in the surveillance who killed Nipsey Hussle. Basically, they're saying he's a known snitch in the area, and he was at the store just kind of hanging around that area. And Nipsey told him that, you know, basically you can't be around here. We don't really fuck with you like that. And so the guy got upset, left. Came back, shot Nipsey Hussle and two other people. That's the story that I got. So, you know, the media is basically saying that this was personal and this was gang related. So my question is, do you think that Nipsey could have possibly brought it up on himself? Could this have been avoided? And let me start, because I know everybody wants to know, you know, how I feel with this. Do I think that he should have been killed? Absolutely not. Do I think this is entirely his fault? Absolutely not. But at the same time, do I feel like a man like Nipsey Hussle with a career, a wife and kids needs to be down, still hanging around areas where with a bunch of low hanging fruit? No. I know people are very sensitive because everybody is not, you know, fortunate or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it would be nice to go back and give back to your community and go hang out in your hoods and do the things that you did growing up and, you know, showing the people that you're humble. But once you get to a certain state, status in life, and to a certain place, you can't just go down to the hood no more. You can't, maybe you don't have a store down in the hood. A lot of people were saying, well, Armand, because I was talking to my team earlier today and we were just kind of talking about it and nobody agreed with me. But I personally feel like even if you are at your store and you're visiting that store, maybe that's the store that you go in and you go out. And then you, if you want to sit and socialize outside of a store or be in front of a store, maybe you do that at a safer location, possibly. You know, I just kind of feel as though, yes, why we would want to be okay with going back to our old neighborhoods, that's not always the case. We don't absolutely know exactly if the whole narrative of Nipsey telling the guy he had to leave was because he's a snitch. That's just what the streets are saying. We don't know that to be true because we weren't there. Other people are saying it was more personal than that. So my thing is this. Being successful like that, it's unfortunate that a lot of the same people you grew up around, they become very envious. They become envious. They become jealous. And you never know who's out to get you. And if you really think about it, this is some shit that happens in every hood across America every day. A nigga's outside, they get into a little altercation, somebody comes up dead. Nobody talks about it. Only reason why we're talking about it now is because this is a celebrity. Nobody's talking about the other two people that were shot. Granted, they may not be dead, but no one is even talking about them. We're talking about their family. So somebody made a good point. Somebody said you can help the hood without living there. That's how I personally feel. Send money. Maybe build a store there. Maybe build a YMCA or something there. You don't have to be there all the time. And if you're going to be there, why is there it there? There's no. You definitely need security. You definitely need some shooters on deck. I mean, if you are in the hood and you know how the hood works, we're not going to sit here and act like Nipsey Hussle wasn't a gangster his damn self. So this nigga knew. At some point, if you have that mentality and you're living by this street code, then you're not surprised when niggas die. This is a part of that street culture. Like, let's just be real. I mean, I don't think most street niggas think that they're just gonna pass away in their sleep. You couldn't possibly think that if you're like living in the street life, or you hanging out in the hood. I mean, to me, I'm be real with you. I'm not going to the hood. If I make it out the hood, I'm not going back to the hood. I'm just not. I'm not going there. I could send my support from a distance, but there's no reason for me to go back down there. The hood doesn't really care about my family. You see what I'm saying? Like, what if now this man has a kid and a wife that's without him because he wants to go hang out, or he was down there in the hood being, you know, chilling with the homies or chopping it up, being humble. Listen, you could be humble from a distance. That's all I'm saying. This could have been avoided, potentially. Someone said, there's nothing street about me. Absolutely. So here's the other part of this. And this is where people, this is the part I didn't want to get to. Once we start realizing that street life is stupid, then maybe we would have less deaths. Like, I think that's part of the part too. So many people are like, well, yeah, he was from the street. He was a real nigga. Like, he was just that fucking mentality is so dumb. Like, get out of that mentality, because it only leads to two things, death or jail. Like, we get it. Like, you do what you got to do, whatever. But try to find a way out, or don't be surprised when the nigga ends up shot or in jail. Because that's the street code. So it's kind of like you I don't really know how else to put that. Like, So there's a lot of people upset. I knew that there was going to be a lot of people upset. But listen, it's just my opinion. It's just my opinion, guys. I just feel like once you get to a certain status, you don't need to be hanging around low vibrational people, because poor, like Steve Harvey said, poor people cannot help poor people. So if you don't need to be hanging around low vibrational fruit, because you can do a better job helping someone from a distance. You really can. You don't have to become a part of that environment, because look what's happening. Now we're talking about a nigga that's no longer here. So people can be upset all they would like to be, but the reality of the situation is that nigga was down there in that hood, and guess what? That nigga's not here no more. So maybe if somebody would have told that nigga, you know what, we probably should stop going down there, there probably would be, he probably would, you know, not be in the situation that he's in right now. Somebody said, you're talking as if everybody who got killed in the hood is doing wrong. If you don't have the funds to move, where are you going to stay? So listen, I'm talking about Nipsey Hussle, because we're not gonna generate this about everybody in the hood, because we're not even talking about the two boys that got shot with him. So we're not gonna make this about everybody in the hood now. We're gonna make this about Nipsey Hussle. So we're not going to personalize this so everybody that lives in the hood can hate Armand. That's not what we're going to do, because I'm not saying everybody that lives in the hood. What I'm saying is, if you're a person of a status, money, and certain, and you were in the hood at one point, and you are a target, you could be possibly a target for being robbed or killed. Because let's be clear, if people can look at you and envy you, then you become a target. This dude right here is a freaking rapper too. He's a rapper. He got music out. You know, Nipsey was the man who made it. You don't think that some of these people were envious of him? You don't think people get jealous? Listen, I mean, I don't know what reality a lot of you all are living in, but the man is not here. So I don't know if that doesn't set in or what, but that's not, you don't, people, I don't know anybody that desires to want to stay in the hood. Either they have to circumstantially, or they just haven't, yeah, they're just not at a point to where they're able to get out. But, when you get out, you get out because you want a better quality, you want a better life, or you feel like it's not safe. You don't want to raise your kids there. Whatever the case may be for your reason of getting out, you've got out for a reason. But that doesn't mean that you can't help. But you don't have to go back in it, because it's still dangerous. It was dangerous when you were in it, and it was dangerous when you left. So, I mean, I don't know. They told me, they was like, the people are going to be so mad at this conversation. But listen, that's just how I feel. Like, at some point, as you become successful, you have to know when to leave and be okay with it. And then if anybody makes you feel upset about leaving, like, oh, you a punk, you don't come back to the hood, you a coward, that's not anybody that you want to roll with. Because if a person sees that you are doing better for yourself in your life, and they want to try to bring you back to a place where it's not beneficial for your life, or they want to make you feel bad because you don't go to the hood or because you're not hanging out on the block, then they don't need to be in your corner. They're not people that you need to be around. Niggas in your friends, your real friends should be like, yo, we got this over here. You don't even need to come out here, because you know it's I'll handle it. Whatever the case may be, or you just stay focused, you grinding. Like, no, I just don't understand that. Like, I don't personally. But listen, that's just what I'm thinking. Oh my God. Now all y'all are calling me a coon. Are y'all serious? Oh my God. Wait, y'all are calling me a coon? Oh my God, I'm not a coon. But listen. Okay, so what? So let's say everybody go and okay. Prime fucking example. Y'all want to call me a coon, right? Okay. Let's talk about the hood. Okay? So y'all going to call me a coon. Let's look at this shit right here. Okay. So, prime fucking example why your ass don't go back. Okay? So, they had a vigil for the nigga yesterday, right? They had a vigil. Everything was going good until fights break out, niggas is getting stabbed. Left and fucking right. Now, had that been you or your family member, you would be feeling away. Let's look at it.
See, do that share.
If that shit makes me a coon to not want to be in that shit, in that environment, then I'm a motherfucking coon. If that makes me a coon to tell one of my my successful friends that, you know, you don't want to be down in areas where shit like this goes down. A nigga just got shot and you got all them people trying to be positive and something somehow all hell still manages to break fucking loose. It's not being a coon with it, but it's the mentality of the enabling ass black people that makes shit okay because it's this code of the streets that have everybody in these fucked up situations. So what? It's the code of the streets to go to fucking vigils and get stabbed and shit. Like, come on. Like, I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to give my goddamn opinion. I don't think that the nigga, as successful as he is, should have been out there with no fucking security. If we just gonna talk in street code, where was the nigga shooters? Fuck the security. Where was the niggas with the guns ready? If you in the hood, you know you gotta be ready for shit like that, right? Or am I just fucking wrong? Y'all just like, okay, no, cause like, all right. So I'm so confused. I'm not, oh my God, y'all are crazy. Listen, I'm not a coon. But, I'm not saying you're a coon, but you sound Trucker Carson real coonage. Listen, guys, this is a very unpopular opinion, and I understand it. But, somebody said, what did he say? Anthony Brian Logan, you're telling the truth. Thank you. And that's the thing. Black people, we have to understand that we don't have, this is not something that you want to celebrate. Like, this is not, why are we defending this? Why are we defending this street mentality when a nigga got shot and is dead now, and the next day, niggas was getting stabbed at the nigga who got shot, vigil. But we're still defending this street mentality and enabling this mentality of, well, he was in the hood. It's okay. You sound like a coon. You should be able to go back to the hood. What the fuck am I going back to the hood for? Why? 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 You tell me why. What the fuck am I going back for? Now, guess what? His money that he has. And you know, his idea to get with the LAPD and use his platform and use his name and try to stop violence, guess what's not going to happen anymore? No, that money is not going anywhere now. You know, he's not using his influence anymore at all. Because the nigga is not here. So, you let me know how he's going to be helping the hood now. To me, I mean, he'd be better off helping the hood from a distance from than being in a situation like this. And this is not even just about, you know, Nipsey Hussle per se. It's just like, as once you make it as a successful figure that has the potential to switch and shift and change the narrative because of your platform and your influence, then I think that I don't think that going into these situations per se is the best way to do it. But okay, y'all, so let's go, because I see y'all want to really drag it. I can't believe y'all are calling me a coon. Oh my God. But I'ma just hold on. Oh, so the calling number is here. Open it up. Listen. If y'all start getting disrespectful and doing too much, I have to cut y'all off. You can call me a coon. I won't get mad. Okay. 870-9507.
What's up, Amar? How you doing? Sorry.
Good. Well, right now, I guess I'm cooning.
Well, you know what? Here's the difference. I'll take that coon. This is Memphis, Tennessee. I was raised in the hood. First, how you doing? I was raised in the hood in Chicago on the south side. And you can call me a coon, call you a coon, but I'm a live one. Here's the difference. I'm alive. Because for the plain fact is, when you're in the hood, you can't change something. A hood is like a septic hole. It gets deeper and deeper, and you can't. And if you rise out, you can't save people with that hood mentality. The problem with Nipsey, he had a good idea and wanted to save people, but he's in the same fucking area where he used to do dirt at. He's in the same environment where he used to be the cause for the detriment for that hood. Now you want to come back and change. And guess what? The very people that you used to call homies can become enemies now because they're jealous, envious, hurt that you didn't take them with you. They didn't want to do the work to get out of there, but they want the benefits of you, the one that got out. So you can't be in that environment. I moved all the way from Chicago to Tennessee. I don't even deal with family members. So the plain fact is, they can be hurtful and be envious and hurt you. And I'm not even on a Nipsey Hussle level. I'm just a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
My baby is a veterinarian. But the thing about it is, people think because you make it, they are entitled to what you have. They're entitled for you to take care of them. They're entitled for them to have every benefit that you have. That's anger honors. But they don't want to put in the work. Sometimes the best thing you can do for you being from that hood is just leave that hood. Leave with your, because you have the mentality to go. Because in the end, like every black young man that know that lives in hood, you can end up dead trying to help the very people that you once loved.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem that Nipsey didn't get. He loved these people. He loved that area. But guess what? The people will eat you alive. And even though for every 10 people that loved him, guarantee you there was 20 motherfuckers that wanted to beat him or hate him. And that's the issue.
So
that is the problem. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So do you think this could have been avoided if he didn't go back down there? So do you think he brought this upon himself in a way or no?
I think he thought his reputation was so strong, and he thought his representation as Nipsey Hussle was so good that he got comfortable in his same hood and forgot his level and status in that hood. When you're a boss and you get comfortable around your surrounding and stop losing your head as a swivel, that's when you get hit. Plain and simple. Because you're comfortable. You think the people love you. Even a king knows the very people you feed, if you don't feed them correctly and stop feeding them, will turn on you. That's the problem Nipsey didn't get. He's a king in a hood of starving people, and he's feeding them. And if you're not feeding, or let's say, for example, you're not feeding this particular one the most that he think he deserves, he becomes that very enemy that once praised you.
And I agree.
And that's what, and that's the problem. And so to answer your question, yes, he is the person that caused his own demise because he was trying to feed a unfeedable pit. And guess what?
Ooh.
That pit consumed him.
Wow.
That's it.
All
that's
right.
It.
Thank
All right,
you, caller.
Bro. Have a good one. Come
thank
down
you.
To the seat, Armand.
Okay, thank you.
Come down here. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so let me see what Parker said. Okay, shout out to Parker. She said, Armand, no one was stabbed and shot. A girl got pushed and fell down on glass because it got so congested with people. And when she fell, she brought others down and they fell on glass. Okay, thank you for that. 978-8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? It's another hot
I'm
conversation.
Doing excellent. Yes, it is, but I have to tell you, hon, you are, the narrative you're saying, it's absolutely wrong. You're viewing it the wrong way, honey. You're
okay.
It's not right. Let me tell you, but you're not a coon. You're misinformed. What it is, this is the thing. Are we as people going to let someone tell us where we can go and cannot go? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's the case, Armand, that is not right. We, if you have that type of status and money, of course, you should be able to go back to the hood. So are we supposed to turn our back on the hood because we have money? What Nips did that was wrong, he didn't have security around him because he felt this is a place I'm comfortable with. The people that popped him, they weren't anybody he had problems with in the past. This is just someone that he said, you can't be in here because, you know, you have a certain reputation and you just can't be in here. And the way Nipsey said it to the guy wasn't even disrespectful. It's as simple as the man felt disrespected by Nipsey saying that in public, and the guy came back minutes later and popped him. It was just that simple. But that's not accurate, hun. Yes, you should be able to walk anywhere you want to. If you're worth $10 million today, are you saying, Armand, that you're not going to go back to the place you grew up from because you're scared? Scared of whom? You cannot you cannot live your life being fearful. If you want to give back to your community, then damn right you better go fucking do it. But you have to have the proper security, the proper protection. So don't say right now, hon, that, oh, I'm not going back to the hood. What do I need in the hood? You don't need anything.
But no,
have dreams too.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, so let's get into that. I like this. Okay, so listen, now let me go. So to answer your question, if I have $20 million, am I going to be walking down the streets in the hood? Your answer to your question is absolutely not. Not going back, never in a million years, walking down that street with $10 million in my goddamn pocket, especially with no security. And I'm not opening the store in the middle of the motherfucking hood either. And if I do open a store down there, I'm there popping in or popping out or having a store manager in that area to give me the information. It's not about me being scared. It's about me being smart. This man now is a Grammy Award nominated artist, is married to one of the most beautiful women on the planet, and he has a child. So at this point, he has a lot more to live for than just to go back and show that he's not afraid to go in the hood. You have to be smart in this day and age. A person should be able to, yes, go anywhere in this world that they want. But at the same time, black people shouldn't be treated any differently than white people. But that's not the reality. Life is not fair. We all understand that. So what should be and what is, it doesn't matter. Because the reality of the situation is the hood is the hood for a reason. And we know it's not safe. If the hood was just such a great place where people wanted to be and everybody wanted to walk around, why are there so many people wanting to get out of that motherfucker? You get what I'm saying? So the issue is absolutely he shouldn't have you shouldn't be in that situation where you feel like you can't go back. The reality is you can't go back. You can't. You can't always go back because guess what? Now he went back and we can talk about what should have, could have happened to him anywhere in the world, on the planet, on Earth, whatever you want to say. But the reality of the situation is the nigga got shot. And where was he? He was in the hood and he got shot by a fucking gangbanger by the name of Shitty Cuz. It gets no more simpler than that. It really doesn't. But I'm gonna let you respond.
Yes, yes. You can go anywhere you want to go. But this is the question: if you're living in the hood, are people going back to live, or are they going back to help and benefit the hood? That's what NIPS was doing. And you have to remember, Armand, Nipsey, yes, he started off being affiliated with some gang affiliation, but look at his life today. This man turned himself around. Look at how he was then. I don't know if you really know Nipsey Hussle music like that, but look at how he is now, how calm and mild-mannered he was the past few years. Obviously, Lauren London had a big impact on that, but this is a man also, too, who was growing mentally. He built a store. He built a restaurant. He created a basketball court. Why can't he go back and do that? And he's been back to his hood many times. This didn't happen. He did not bring this on himself in any way, shape, or form. He said to a young man, okay,
oh, go ahead.
All right,
finish
well,
up.
I mean, I was going to say that he said to a young man, you can't be in here, because the man had a reputation of being a stick, felt embarrassed, and came back and popped him. It was that simple. And Nipsey had every right to tell that man, I'm sorry, but you can't be here. But I just want to say, lastly, Armand, don't let anybody make you feel like you can't go where you want to go. Yes, sometimes we are savages in the hood, but go with protection, because in the hood, it's not just savages. There's people there who want to learn, who want to grow, who want to become millionaires, who want to go to Harvard, who want to go to Yale. So don't let anybody make you feel, because that is the environment, that's a place you have to stay away from. You can go there, just go there protected. That's all I have to say. But
all right,
thank
you
for taking my call.
I love when you call. Bye.
I love you too. Bye bye.
Let's get into it. 561-2384. You're live on the air.
This is Leah. Oh my God. I'm mine.
Yes.
Can you hear me, bitch?
Yes.
Oh my God, bitch. This motherfucking. Okay, listen, I'm at work.
Okay.
I love you so fine. You is so fine. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. So
yes,
what's going
bitch.
On?
Listen, I don't even want to talk about all that shit. I just want to see how fine you are. You are so fucking fine. Look at Armand, honey.
Okay, we
oh
gotta call
God.
You. Well, listen, we got 1,200 people on this damn day. We got
no,
it. We gotta keep
on.
It moving.
Hold on. No, baby, listen. Armand,
I have to
like...
mute you. Okay, I have to mute her. We have to keep it. That's not like the Roach Queen. Okay, 610-5793. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I love you. I love you
very
much.
Hey, what's
much.
Going on?
And I missed a few of your broadcasts. I was in the hospital, so I missed you. But this Nipsey Hussle thing, my girlfriend told me about it yesterday, and I just so bad. And I so many rappers, you hear about their security and how much people they got and how thick and how big the people were. And did he really feel that comfortable? Because where were the bodyguards at? Where was the security at? Like, didn't he have the security in the store?
I don't know.
Did they have security in the mall?
Obviously not. Obviously not. Obviously not. That's my whole thing. Obviously not.
Yeah. And I understand you, what you're saying about you can't go back. And that's true. I mean... he didn't even have the status of Beyonce, but I'm just saying he should have had some type of something around him, even if he just got the one person.
Even
you know
if he had
saying?
A low-key nigga in the car, even if he had a nigga like in the car that was his designated shoot. Like, it's one thing if you go grab a nigga from your hood and put him on with you. Like, if you got a crazy nigga that's like, yo, I'm with the shits, I'm with whatever, I'm willing to take time, I'm willing to do whatever, whatever they do in their gang affiliate language, he should have had that nigga as his right-hand man ready to pop any nigga, let some shit go down. You are a millionaire, Grammy Award-winning rapper, producer, all of these things. Do you not think that – who do you think that you are that a nigga will not rob you or kill you
exactly.
or be
exactly.
envious of you? Like
exactly.
There's no way you could ever be that comfortable.
Exactly. And
we know
I
this.
Mean,
hold on. And watch this. It's so interesting how – we as people, all of our lives, we start to realize that the people that's closest to us will do the most snakish things to us. They'll damage us
Look
the most. They envy us the most. They hurt us the most. So why in this situation
exactly.
is it so hard for people to understand that this nigga, they knew each other. They were in the same gang, allegedly. I don't know all that gang shit. So for those people that know that gang shit, you can clarify that or not. But they were from the same hood. And this is the same hood that you're comfortable in. And this is the same nigga that killed you. So this wasn't a nigga from another hood that killed you. This wasn't an enemy from somewhere else. This was a nigga that you grew up with that was from around your way that decided that they was going to shoot Nipsey Hussle that day.
Right, right. And for him to be shot the way he was shot,
it was
a vendetta.
It was a nasty. And then they said, I didn't even watch the damn surveillance because it was so graphic, like the videos. But they said that the dude was kicking him and shit, like stepping on him after he shot him.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's like, what they call that, the coup de grace, something they say?
Yeah,
is that
I don't
what
know,
they call
but
it, like the coup de grace? It's something like that. But like you saying, you not hearing about the other people families, you know, were they affiliated with him? Were they people that knew him? Like, you don't hear nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? And I hope they do get the guy that did that to him. But I'm just saying, when he went back there, he should have known that he needed security. Because if he grew up in that hood, he know how those people are. He know what they do.
Okay, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
God bless. Take care.
Right.
You be safe, too. So when you start going places, because you are high up now, and I hope you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I hope when you come to Pennsylvania, I hope you come near Philly or somewhere around Philly so I can get your autograph. I love you.
Okay.
And I don't know who that chick was that called before me, but if she was at work, she was on like that lady that was talking about the crack.
Oh.
You take care. I love you.
Thank you. Bye, caller. Oh, my gosh. All right, y'all. We got some more callers. 213-0513, you're live on the air.
Oh, what's up, Armand?
Hey.
Hey, shot this cash from Los Angeles. I shouldn't have said that, but I'm going to put some receipts on some stuff. This cash from Los Angeles. First of all, shout out to you and your show. I love your creativity. It's great. My girl put me on to you. Everything you do, and you're a real dude, so I'm going to put it like this. First of all, I want to defend you. You're not a coon in no type of way. No type of way. You're just who you are, and how you do your thing is how you do your thing. I'm from L.A., and I know Nipsey. I'm going to put receipts on some stuff. I know Nipsey as a man. I'm not a gangbanger, never was. My mom moved me out the hood when I was a little boy and moved me back up to here when I was later on in certain situations. Anyways, I knew Nipsey personally day to day. He used to stop by, and I put receipts on it because I stayed off of Slauson in Angeles Vista. He used to stop up there and get coffee every morning. Real cool dude. It chops me up because it shouldn't have happened. And I know what you're saying. It shouldn't have happened because you got money. You live in Hollywood at the end of the day. That's where you do. That's really where you stay at, and you come to the hood from time to time. You're just in and out from time to time, not too much, especially in the past couple of years, because you've been doing your thing. So back in the day, I used to be over there all the time, hanging out and get to know him. He's not a disrespectful dude. And to the first caller, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, because when Nipsey was in the hood like that, doing his thing back in the day, he, like his name says, hustled. He hustled. He didn't really do no dirt and put no dirt in on nobody. So let's put that scum off his name like that. Let's not even do that one. So at the end of the day, he's just a man. He just was a man.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to him like a man, he talked to you like a man, just like you. When you kept it real about your story, when you went over there talking about how the people ran up on you in New York with the bullshit, and you just kept it real. He was just a real dude, and it really shouldn't happen. And at the end of the day, you go down to politics and hood politics too. Big homie to little homie. Yeah, you come up on my property that you don't even know. I own the whole block at this point now, the whole property, and that's what it should have been, man to man. hey, get off my stuff, and I have the right to call the police and get you off my property. That's how it should have been done. Because me and Nipsey, I know, trust me, I know his brothers. I ain't going to say their names, but I know them all. Like I said, I used to be over there years ago. I used to hustle DVDs. He gave me permission out of his own, and I'm, like I said, non-affiliated, nothing. I didn't dress like them, nothing. He gave me permission to hustle outside and sell my DVDs to put diapers on my daughter's ass. So, no, I love to do like that. Real stuff, I really do. And he came up to me and was like, if anybody have a problem, you let me know. But continue.
But do you think that he should have been just down there kicking it, like, with no security, just out there? Like, at the end of the day, he has a family and a daughter and a wife, you know, Grammy Award. He can't help the hood at all now.
And I get you, because I have kids now, too, and that's what got me up out of there. Like I said, I work for... I live in LA, so I do pretty good now for myself, and I understand it. But that's just who he was. And some men just gonna be, in a sense of a man. I can't tell you what a man is gonna do, but that's just how some men do. Some man is gonna be a man and just walk the streets and just be a man. As many times this should have been, if it was gonna happen to me, this should have happened 5, 6, 7 years ago. Also, just him walking down the street, and I've known him to have security. I've known him to have, you know, his shooters ready. In fact, what cats don't know, like you said, where was his right-hand man? His right-hand man, the stories don't talk about, he got picked off last year, about a year and a half ago, that they don't talk about.
Oh, okay.
His right-hand man, his real right-hand man, named DeFats, and you could look it up. His name was DeFats, little chunky dude. One time we outside bagging on each other. Somebody rolled up, didn't know Nipsey was a rapper, but kind of thought he was. Said, you Snoop Dogg? He said, yeah, Fats was crying on him, talking about, yeah, that's Snoop Dogg's little cousin. So Nipsey turned to Fats and said, yeah, and that's Cedric the Entertainer, little son. We rocked that role. And like I said, he was a cool dude. So if he was going to talk to you like a man, he was going to talk to you like a man. If you're going to disrespect him, then he's going to say something, but he really wasn't even like a blatantly disrespectful person. So this really shouldn't have happened. It really shouldn't have been said. What happened? No, hell no. You just said it best. I'm grown enough to know now not to be there. But like I said, every man got to walk his destiny different. No, I stay about a mile away. I stayed in off of King and Crenshaw. That's off of Slauson and Crenshaw. Like I said, put receipts on it. I'm putting receipts on all this. That's why I'm choppy in the voice, because it's real emotional to me. I really did know this dude from like a man. Bump the entertainment, bump the money, bump all that. Man to man, real person to person. He was a solid, real dude. And it sucks that he had to go out like this. So I don't care what the media say, F the Crippin' and all that. He was a real solid person. That's just how some people walk. And I get what you're saying. You shouldn't have been in the hood. You shouldn't have been doing like that. But that's just who he was. Like I said, one time, me and my baby mommy years ago.
Hold on. Let me shout this guy out. I want to say shout out to Mike Johnson. He says, best spoken dissertation of the day. Way to go, Armand Wiggins. Thank you, sir.
Thing, Armand, always.
All right.
You do your
thank
thing.
You. Bye. Let's take another one. Shout out to Vanessa. Birthday shout out to my BFF Jessica. Her birthday is tomorrow. She's a beautiful person and a real best friend. She's my ride or die. We love your show. Thank you. Shout out to you guys. Happy birthday. Listen, if you guys haven't done so already, please make sure you go ahead and subscribe right now to the channel. Listen, we're getting to some things here. Listen, this is the channel where, you know, every conversation is not a comfortable conversation, but I like that we can get down into some dialogue on what's being said. There are some valid points. Some people feel like he should be able to go anywhere he pleases. Others feel like he shouldn't. So let's continue to take some more calls. 678-1173, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. It's your girl,
hey.
Sing Pray.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. This story is very, it touches me because I lost my brother to the same type of thing 2 years ago. And, you know, it's the same scenario. I would never say you're a coon. Because similar to him, to Nipsey, he was trying to be around the hood, trying to help people, you know, put them on some game, some information to make money. And then they shot him in his head.
Wow.
And
wow.
They stole from him. And I don't even know who did it, to be honest with you. And I'm emotional right now thinking about it because at least this person, there's a lead. You know what I'm saying? My situation, we still don't know what happened. You know, so all I have to say is, yes, there's a different, there's a spectrum. There's not, you're not saying don't go and give back. You're saying help out, but be wise, be cautious, because people, it's just like crabs in a barrel. Like, you can't
yes.
help people. You know what I'm saying? Being ignorant, thinking that they're not sitting over there, you know, trying to plot on you. That's, I mean, even just in our life, like, we're not in the streets, but, you know, just in day-to-day, people will just set you up to make you fail and talk bad about you because of just pure envy and jealousy. So I totally agree with you. Anybody that's been through this, you know, you would say, stay out of there, please. Like, real talk. Stop trying to be all hood and gangster. Do what you have to do.
I think it's one of those things. I think it's one of those things where a lot of people feel like they have to show that they're humble and they're a real person. You can show that in a different way.
Right.
And the reality of the situation is people don't like to talk about this, and we just have to say it. When you become
yes.
successful, you are on a different level, okay? There's a different
yes.
level, and it's not that you're better than them, but you have to understand that there's a lot of – there then starts to become envy, jealousy, and then – people
yes.
start to come and try to get, you know, they opportunities come. So people will try to take from you, whether that be your wallet, your girlfriend, or even your life. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you have to be smart about the things that you do. You can't be a millionaire just willy-nilly hanging in the hood like
right.
you were when you were coming up. Times have
right.
changed. Things are different. You notice when people win the lottery
yes.
Sometimes people don't even like to put it out there that they've won, or some people go leave or don't even tell their family that they've won the lottery, because then they get all these people starting to call, or they get people wanting to rob them, or all this different shit
that's
starts
right.
to come. So the higher you come, people start expecting more from you or start wanting you to do more. And the minute, like a caller said, the minute you tell them no, or the minute you say, I don't want
mm-hmm.
you around anymore, or whatever the case may be, all of a sudden now you've changed. Apparently, and now they feel away, so they're going to get upset now, and these people have nothing to lose, so they're going to kill you. And who has more to lose in this situation?
Right, and not only that, you could be helping these people, but just
right.
like in that Boosie interview, he said they just want to see you stop shining. It's not even about you helping them. It ain't about the money. You can put them on and show them how to get it. It's just about the fact that, like he said, you get out your car, you hear him. You go in the house, the kids are listening to. You know, it's about this pride and this ego that's like, wait a minute, why is this person shining? I was shining before he, you know, just to put your light out. That's what people don't
mm-hmm.
understand. So you have to be wise. And like I said, when it came to my brother, me and him are way different. As you know, you see Sing, Pray, Love, that's what I'm about, all about. You know,
mm-hmm.
believe in and all that. He thought he liked to be around that type of energy. And even to this day, like, I can't even be in that area where he was because it's dark. Them people,
mm-hmm.
they don't have nothing. And you can't go out there and reason with that. I'm sorry.
No,
so,
you cannot.
No. So that's all I had to say. I agree with
I agree.
You. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You.
I agree with you. Sheesh. All right. No, and like a caller said, like, listen, guys, I see a lot of people saying he should go where he please. Well, then start telling more of your leaders that, and I guarantee you we're going to be talking about more dead leaders, okay? So either if you want these people to stay alive, you should let them know. First of all, you can't save everybody, okay? Let's first start that. Because I could get on here and, you know, black people, we need to do this, we need to do that, and we need to stick together. Ain't nobody listening to that shit, okay? I'm not here to try to save everybody, because quite frankly, everybody doesn't want to be saved, and I'm not going to kill myself trying to save you. Harsh words, but it's the reality, because we live in the real world. And the other reality is, listen, sometimes giving back to the hood is not going to that motherfucker and planning a store down there and hanging out and seeing your presence. Sometimes giving back to the hood is getting your best friends that were in the hood, or your most loyal friends in the hood and giving them jobs, helping them maybe start a startup business. You can't save the whole hood. But if you can save two or three that were close to you, that's giving back to the hood. Because I don't feel like it's any one man's job to change 20 other men's life. So there's ways to give back to the hood without being in the hood. Let's see. 501-1569.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I called earlier on your other live. I'm actually from J.C. Tucklefield. I know him. He was pretty cool and things like the other caller said. And as far as people calling you a coon and stuff like that, one must understand what a coon, what the word coon even means to begin with. People are using words and not even know it. When did you say anything about taking up for the white man and stuff like that? Because that's basically what the coon is.
Right.
A black person that, oh, you know, like Uncle Ruckus. Boom, there you go. Nowhere did you say anything like that. So to not even understand the definition of a word and be using it is just retarded as it is. Now, as far as us, I'm sorry, I was doing a lot. I'm out of breath. I promise I'm not fat, I swear to God. And when are we going to stop being the term? I know a lot of people don't like to use it, but when are we going to stop being niggas and start being brothers and sisters and stuff like that? You know, the cycle will never break. It's got to start with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, as far as going back to, I moved. I used to bang from 6-0. Guess what? I started having children. I left. You know why?
Yes.
Because I refuse to wake up one morning and me going outside and my son is laid out in the middle of the street due to something that I could have prevented.
Yeah.
So for you guys to sit here and act like this shit isn't real, or I mean, like, where do y'all get that from? Like, as if it's okay. It's just, oh, you not a real nigga and shit. Why not try to be a real brother? Why not try to be a real sister?
Right.
Why you gotta be the word alone is just so foul. Like, you wanna be a real nigga, but you can't be a real person? Like, come on.
This was some real nigga shit, honestly. And
exactly.
Listen, this was some real ghetto nigga stupid shit. And I really don't even like talking about it. Like, I'm over even discussing because it's so damn dumb. And the thing is this, people, here's the issue that I have with the whole Nipsey Hussle piece of it. I get it. It's this part of the street code and, you know, the nigga can't be on this block. But first of all, you should even be having conversations like that when you Grammy nominated and got a wife and kids and you hanging around niggas that have nothing to lose.
Right.
Nothing to lose. You probably arguing with a nigga that was on a bike.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
For your downfall. Waiting for you to give it to you.
Right. So my thing is, you know what? You have to pick and choose your battles. It's almost one of them things like, yo, I don't even need to, like, I'm not even going to say that to this nigga because I have a lot more to lose. That doesn't make you a punk because you choose not to confront or argue or go back and forth or tell or not to address somebody. That doesn't make you a punk because, you know, you're being smart. That absolutely makes you smart. I just don't understand it. So if I was him, I wouldn't even told the dude you couldn't even be over here. Like, it doesn't even matter because, nigga, you're not there every day. The nigga, you're probably there once or twice a month or every couple of months. So what the fuck? Like, why do you care? You don't even live over in that hood no more.
okay, for real? Like, man, like, so you're okay with the whole cycle, and you know it's a cycle because we're stuck in it day and day, day and day. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. Now, I'm not saying that, oh, you know, Nimsy was a real nigga or nothing like that. No, he was a real father. He was a real husband. You feel me? You got to put those words first into existence, because at the same, it's the same thing that goes as if you call somebody crazy. It's disassociating, right? It makes you look, it makes you not even look twice at them. So while you running around calling this man and that person, oh, that's my nigga, this and nigga, this, and you know what I'm saying? If you're not representing them as a human being, as a person, because at the end of the day, everybody else is always just another nigga that died. You feel me? Not another father that died, not another brother that died. That's somebody that lost his everything, his family is, oh my God, his family is hurting so bad right now. But we over here debating about whether he was a real nigga or not. Come on, man.
Right.
I mean,
that'd be my thing with black people. Like, are we going to ignore the fact that, okay, as real of a nigga he was, is that this is a real dead-ass nigga now. So now you a real nigga that's dead. So
you, with all the realness that you have,
you can't help a motherfucker do a not a goddamn thing.
Just like and in the movie, what's that movie? Oh my God, Harlem Nights, where he was like, oh well, what you wanted to say on your gravestone? And here lies Quick. He wasn't a punk. Okay, is that what you wanted to be on your headstone? Oh yeah, but he was a real nigga though. Like, come on, man, it's more to it than that.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because this transcends Nipsey Hussle. Because if that's the thought process of a lot of these people, black people, then we're just going to be doing this for the rest forever, because they're going to be training their kids. Well, you're in their kids' kids and their friends. It's just going to continue to be a cycle of nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are
going
to justify this.
And you know what's crazy? The sad part is that the same people that are hollering about him being this and him being that, I mean, at the same time, Nipsey Hussle was a great person, okay? Let's not get that confused with him being just a hood nigga. He's not just a hood nigga. He, like I said, he's a great father. He, you know what I'm saying? A friend, you know what I mean? So there's more to it. But at the end of the day, 6, 17, oh my God, 25 years from now, guess what's going to be happening? The same shit. In the same cycle, because we can't get over the fact that we are just a bunch of niggas. You feel me? Like
that's loyal and humble and real.
Right, right. So, oh no,
they'll
call you a coon. They'll tell you that you sold out and stuff like that because you opened up a store or you want better for yourself and your family.
Let
you
me tell
saying?
You something.
Well,
let me tell
about.
You something. I'm exactly a coon. If I get successful and I'm able to buy a nice house, and you know what? It's predominantly white people live there. I'm not moving there because it's predominantly white people. I'm moving there because I like where that's the area of the house is, the size of the house. Now, is it my fault that there's predominantly white people there? No, but maybe if we thought more like, let's try to get out this motherfucker. Let's not all try to prove ourselves as real niggas. Then maybe we could find a majority of us will start to move that way towards where white people are. But the thought process that I'm getting is, you know, you a real nigga. You go back to the hood and you do all that dumb shit. Well, it's going to continue to be called white neighborhoods that us coons and other successful black people go to want to relocate to. Because clearly, black people just feel like, you know, we should just hang out in the slums with a bunch of low-hanging fruit and give them everything that we work for.
And it's not even a disrespect towards the hood and stuff like that. Like I said, I live there. I've been there. I started having kids and realized that, nigga, I'm not about to be trying to – my kids, they going to bury me. I'm not going to bury my children. Do you hear me? Like, what is the purpose and point? It's a form of population control. And even in the Willie Lynch letter, he said that they was going to unchain your hands and your feet and chain your mind. But look where the fuck we are now. There's so many people with their minds chained up. Congratulations. You are a real nigga.
All right. Thank you, caller.
I'm going to let you go.
All right. All right. Let's take one more. Let's take 817-4619. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi.
I am just so happy that you're having this discussion and you were brave enough to open up this dialogue, because I think it is well needed to be heard in the Black community.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I just find it very deplorable that us as, you know, Black people, as colored people, where do we get this mentality that we feel that once someone becomes successful or once someone has a stature that they owe you something? I mean,
right.
We all have the same 24 hours in a day that Nipsey would have, that Beyonce would have, that whomever you may call it that you see that successful has. So why do you feel that once someone makes it to a certain stature that they owe you something?
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe anybody anything but your children that you produced and your parents. I completely agree with you. When you make it to a certain level, you should go ahead and get out the hood. I would get out the hood and not even look back, because some of those people that are back there wouldn't spit in a cup of water to give to you if you were dying of thirst.
Right. I agree. Not
so
to
I
mention.
I just think it's just crazy that we all carry this mentality. Oh, well, if you don't come back to the hood, you know, you forgot about where you came from. That's who? You weren't with me when I was shooting in the gym, when I was trying to make it out. You
right.
didn't contribute to me. You didn't believe in me. You didn't support me. And now you feel that I owe you something? Owe you for what? You're not a children that I produce. Like, I just don't get this mentality that we have. And it's literally killing us. Just like Boosie says, most known rappers, they die by their own people. And it's just very sad that someone that was trying to contribute to the community. Look, if I have to, you know, boost up on security and go, you know, act like I'm traveling to Iraq just to visit the hood, then guess what? I'm not traveling there at all. And that doesn't make me, you know, ignorant or, you know, unhumble. That just makes me smart. I'm trying to be alive to come back home to my children.
For your kids. Because guess what? What we're not talking about is the fact that now Nipsey Hussle's kids are going to grow up without a family, without a father.
Exactly.
Because he was in the hood giving back to them niggas. Giving back to them niggas. Right?
Crabs.
Hanging out,
that's
showing
what
that
they
he.
Are. Crabs
showing,
bucket.
Showing. Right. But now his wife and his kids are without a father. Thanks to being in the hood. But, you know.
A
either
dead
way.
Man can't help anybody. That's all I have to say. If you're dead, you can't finish the cause. A dead man cannot help anybody.
Or they can't raise a family and protect their wife. Thank you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And another thing is, I wish we would show so much support and all of this outpouring of love while these people are still alive. Why does it take for someone to pass away for you to recognize how great they are or how much they were doing in their communities? Why were all these people behind him when he was coming out with all of these projects? You know what I mean? So it's so
right.
hypocritical for people to try to call you a coon and all this nonsense for thinking wisely and doing what anybody with common sense or logic would do is to protect your own. That's not me being unhumble. I'm protecting mine.
Thank you, ma'am.
Period.
Period. Bye.
You're welcome. Keep doing your.
All right. So listen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, everybody. Testing.